Welcome to training camp. I know you've been here for a couple of days, but I just want to say welcome. And our coaches are working hard. Our players are working hard. We're excited about the 2015 season, and there's a lot of competition. There are several positions that we like, and we look forward to the challenge of this season. I'm open for questions.
Have you had any contact with Jason Pierre-Paul?
Guys, I'm not going to say much. I don't have anything really to report about that situation. But I am going to say this, I wish Jason nothing but the best. You know, it's a traumatic situation that he, it was an accident. And, it's plenty of people having opinions about it. But my heart goes out to him. You know, for a young man to have a traumatic event like that in his life, it's life-changing for him. And I hope and pray for the best for him. That's what I can say about that. But other than that, I'm not going to say anything else about what Jason's situation is, except I hope for the best and hopefully he's healing mentally and physically, and that he can be back to himself as soon as possible. That's all I'm going to say about the Jason situation.
Can you say whether you hope that he'll be back?
I'm not going to say anything else about the Jason situation, guys. There's plenty of people already talked about it, and everybody's got an opinion about it. So, you can still form your own opinion about it. That's my opinion about it.
Jerry, do you think your defense still has the ability to be a solid?
I think we'll be really good defensively. I think we're going to surprise people. I think we have five defensive ends that we feel like can play and play at a high level at that position. But I do think our defense is going to be a better unit than it was last year. And I'm excited to see them out there playing.
Some of your defensive ends are saying that obviously Jason was the star, the name. Do you think a defense needs somebody else to step up and become a star, or can just the rest of the guys get it done without that?
Well, it's a great opportunity for us. That's what the National Football League's about. When you have an injury, somebody can step out of the shadows and do something great, and it's a great opportunity for some more guys at that position to step out of the shadows and do that. Some guys have been around for a while. DeMontre Moore is a guy that sticks out in my mind. Kerry Wynn. We got some other guys. We drafted, Owa. And there's some more guys at that position that we like and we think can help show up that position for us.
How do you plan going forward with that? There's that situation that's lingering out there. How do you plan as a general manager, with the whole JPP of whether you'll have him, maybe you don't, or how do you look at that?
I'm not talking about the JPP thing, guys. I'm not talking about
it. I mean, for your roster, though, how do you?
We'll keep all our options open with respect to the roster.
Jerry, were you kind of relieved to see Victor and Odell pass that physical and get out there?
Yeah, I was just happy to see see Victor out there. He's the long way back. He had a big injury, and I still don't think he's 100% back, but I think he's close. And we'll continue to take him slow. But to see those two guys out there together is exciting for us and exciting for our fans. And we think they could be a good tandem out there together.
When you married the other day, so he believes that there's enough here for this team to contend for a playoff spot.
Ralph, we always have high expectations here, and that will never change. We always have high expectations, and we expect our coaches to perform high. John Mara expects me to perform high. We expect our coaches to perform high. We expect our players to perform high. So our expectation is always high here. And, again, we want to go out there and compete for the division and get a chance to get in the tournament.
Did it faze you at all that at the end of last season he basically said this was a win-or-else year for a lot of people?
Yeah, it's every year. That happens every year. Regardless in the National Football League, every year is a win-or-else season in the National Football League. That never changes either.
After 3 years of missing the playoffs, though, do you feel more pressure to see this roster kind of perform?
No, the pressure is always there. The pressure is always the same. It's the National Football League, guys. Every year is a different year, regardless if you win or you don't make the playoffs. It's a pressure-filled profession, and it's a high-performance business, and we relish the challenge.
Jerry, I know you don't like to talk about contracts, but with that said, Eli going into his final year here, how do you think he's going to respond with the pressure? Because I got to think that's
what
he's on his mind.
Well, yeah, again, you're right, Pat. I'm not going to talk about a contract, but Eli is here, and he's working hard like the rest of the players, and he's excited about, the offense. It's his second year in this offense, and he's got some weapons, some healthy guys around him again. Offensive line, we worked on that some. We think the sky's the limit. I think Eli should have a big year.
Is that something you'd expect to get done before the season now?
I'm not talking about the contract. He's under contract.
Speaking of the offensive line, how do you feel about that unit going in? Do you feel you have enough there?
Yeah, I think our offensive line, you know, we're going to get Will Beattie back at some point, you know, hopefully maybe in October. I'm not sure what exactly the timeline is, but he's working hard trying to get back. But we drafted Eric Flowers, obviously, you know, he's working hard out there at left tackle. And we got some, you know, we have some a couple of young veterans that we've drafted lately and a couple of older guys that we have in our offensive line and some guys behind them as well competing for some positions. And I think we'll have enough to get us through and play well up front.
Do you still keep your options open, though, in case, you know, somebody else maybe comes?
Absolutely. We always keep our options open. Every day we look at the wire, we're always looking for trade possibilities. We're always trying to upgrade our roster.
I know you looked at Jake Long twice. Is he a possibility, or is that need?
Yeah, we're going to keep our options open with respect to him as well, yeah.
You brought in a new receiver, a veteran guy. What do you like about him, and what do you think he is?
Well, you know, obviously we had an injury early on, you know, and he was standing. He was a short-list guy for us, and it really makes sense. You know, he's been in that system before. He's very productive last year for Oakland. He knows the system. He jumps in really quickly here and hit the ground running. So that'll create some competitions for, you know, those 3, 4, and 5 spot at the receiver position.
What did you see in Jeremy Miles? He's another guy you signed recently. Did you feel like you needed a veteran in that room?
Well, we just needed some more depth. We're always trying to upgrade, you know, the back end of the roster. And, you know, he was still out there. And we thought, you know, he's been, you know, with Spax. Spax knows him a little bit from being over at Baltimore. So, you know, we thought we'd bring him in and let him compete for, you know, a roster spot. Guy's played some and started a couple of games in his career. He's been more of a special teamer, but he started some games.
You you know, always want your rookies to come in and play and contribute, but you've got a first and second round pick who are lining up with the starters, and you know you need them to be good players right away, don't you?
Well, we hope so. You know, I'll always say this: when your first three picks, you expect those guys to come in and be contributors right away. And what you get after that, you know, is a little bit of a bonus. But our first three guys, we expect those guys to come in and be strong contributors right away. And, again, I always say this, you might get a couple of starters. And it looked like we could possibly get a couple of starters out of our first couple of picks.
How important is the health of Beason to this defense overall?
Bruce, you know, Beason, you know, it's a big year for him. You know, I hope he can stay healthy. If he can stay healthy, I think he gives us a lot of pop in there. He gives us that leadership that you want out of that middle linebacker position. And so far, so good. He, you know, he's been running around and playing with a high motor. He's a high motor player, and if he can stay healthy, that would be tremendous for us.
What's your confidence?
Health has obviously been a huge issue for you guys the last couple of years. I know you look at everything in the offseason. Have you found anything at all that you think that if we change this, we're going to get a better left on the injury front?
Well, we're trying different things. We readjusted the schedule. We adjusted some things in the weight room. We're trying to have more room for downtime and some opportunities for guys to recover. But I think it's just been some bad luck. You know, when guys break bones or tear muscles off the bone or something like that, it's just unfortunate. And that thing's happened sometimes in the National Football League, and hopefully this is our year to stay healthy.
What's your confidence in the roster right now? Maybe in comparison to what you had in recent years, like how do you feel in general?
I like the roster. You know, Jordan, I like our roster. I think it's a good roster. And, you know, obviously the proof's in the pudding. We got to get out there and prove it. You know, like I said earlier, it's a high-performance business, and you got to go out there and perform. And I think our players are hungry. They're excited about the season. The expectation is high. And I think they're up for the challenge.
Jerry, is it kind of unusual to have so many new starters? I mean, you have 5 new starters, basically, in 2 positions on the offensive line, new starters at safety. You have a new starter at weak side linebacker. I mean, is that unusual, and does that make you nervous a little bit?
No, I don't think it's unusual. You know, you always like to have some continuity, but you see guys, you see teams all the time turn their roster over. And, again, I remember Seattle. I think maybe the year they won the Super Bowl or the year before, they turned their roster over pretty quickly and had a lot of new starters out there. And so it happens around the National Football League. You know, it's just the way it is. Your young players have to play these days. You can't bring guys in and expect them to sit for a couple of years. You have to bring them in. They have to be contributors early. So we like where we are right now with respect to the roster.
Jerry, when you signed Dwayne Harris, you gave the indication you could also play receiver. But with the guys you have, is there enough room for him?
It's a lot of competition. If he wants to play that, you know, be a contributor at the receiver spot, he's got to compete and earn that spot. We do think he's talented as a receiver as well, but there's a lot of competition at that position, and we love it. We love the competition at that position, at any position. We like competition.
You mentioned that there were several groups of the competition that you're looking forward to. Which ones specifically that really sort of stick out to you?
I think there's competition all over. Obviously there's some competition at the safety position. I think their offensive line has some competition, the receiver, the tight end position. I think our defensive ends, you know, that group of five that I talked about, that we feel like can play, is going to be competing for the starting job and a lot of playing time there, even in our defensive tackle position. I think we have the running back position is there's competition. I think there's competition all over the roster.
How concerned are you about the depth at the offensive tackle?
Well, you know, I think we have depth there. You know, again, we're going to get Will Beatty back, but we have, you know, Pugh is playing guard, but he can easily go out there and play tackle. He's played, you know, he's been a starter out there for 2 years. So if we have to move him back out there at some point, you know, we're not afraid to do that. So I think we have enough. And, again, we're going to get Will back.
Jerry, do you think overall the offense will be explosive? Do you expect it to be explosive?
Well, I hope so. You know, you just think about, you know, last year, you know, if you have Odell for 16 games, and you have Victor Cruz for the entire season, you know, you would think you probably could squeeze out a few more wins if you have those explosive type players playing for the full season. So hopefully those guys will the offensive line, Eli's playing well, continue to grow from in this offense. The tight end, you know, Larry Donnell stepped up in a big way last year, and there's some more guys competing in that position. So I expect our offense to score points. You know, if you don't score 28 points in this league, man, it's hard to win. You know, those 14 to 10 games, it's not a lot of those games left around the National Football League in light of how, you know, the rules favor the offense mostly, how the rules are made now. So you have to score points. You have to take advantage of that, of the rules.
Jerry, you were very cautiously optimistic with Cruz from the very beginning when we talked to you. When you see him out here the last couple of days, are you even a little bit taken aback by how far he's come?
Well, you know, again, it was a big injury, and if anybody can come back, the guy is a terrific athlete, number one. If anybody can come back and has a determination, you know, the guy comes from UMass and develops into a star, so he knows what it's like, you know, to become undrafted. So he knows what it's like to, you know, come from some depth to get to where he is. So he has the willpower, the fortitude to come back from something like that, and he's come a long way. I still think You won't see the real Victor Cruz until he gets into some real games and start to let his quickness take over and his instincts take over.
Just to go back on something you just said, you know, there was a mantra in this league for decades that defense wins championships. Do you think that's changed, Tyron?
Well, I still think you have to have a solid defense, but the rules now, you know, favor the offense. You know, in my opinion, the rules favor the offense mostly, and you have to score points, because if you don't score points, you know, if you're playing from behind all the time, it's hard to win football games. You got to get out, and you have to score points, and we hope our offense can do that.
What's the biggest challenge Odell faces trying to follow up on Everton's season?
Well, I think Odell just have to be himself. I don't think there's any challenge. You know, he's gifted. I think he has to just let the game come to him and not try to force things, because he's going to make plays. But I don't think he should press and try to, you know, I have to do everything kind of situation for him. He's driven. He loves football. I don't think he's going to have any issues. I think he'll perform high again.
Compared to other sports, football has been a little bit slow in my company, just for analytics and evaluating talent and that kind of thing. What role do you think they should have?
Analytics, you know, again, everybody's, you know, trying to implement the analytics part of evaluating players. But, again, you know, here with us, we evaluate guys with our eyes. You know, our scouts go out and we look at them and we evaluate them with our eyes and what our experience is for different positions on your football team. But the analytics play a role. We try to look at it, but the number one thing we try here, you know, we use here is our eyes. Let our eyes tell the story, believe what you see.
Is the analytics then for you guys more sort of confirm what you're seeing with your eyes? Is that an accurate way?
Well, you can say that. It's just part of the puzzle. I think that could be part of the puzzle for you. It can confirm some things for you, I guess, in some ways. But again, at the end of the day, you know, you know, what you see is what you have to believe.
Anything else? Some of the defensive players have been talking about how Spags has been stressing the history of the Fear Giants defenses. How is bringing Spags back kind of can make that connection to the defenses of the past? And why is that important?
Well, he did a terrific job when he was here the last time, you know, but Spags, you know, he can motivate these guys and tell them what they have to do, but the players have to get out there and perform. So it's up to the players. I think we have a terrific coaching staff on both sides of the ball, and they're working their behinds off, and I appreciate the work they've put in. And I think our entire football team will be motivated to perform at a high level and compete. And, you know, we open up September 13th, I believe, against Dallas. I think we'll put a terrific football team out there and play well.